Rick Tittle and Jan Wall with you, nationally syndicated around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. There's a brand new movie called Make a Circle, world premiere, Docklands 2024. That'll be next Sunday, May 5th, 3:30 p.m. at the Smith Rafael Film Center in Marin. And we have the co-directors with us, Rick Tittle and Jan Wall. And the co-directors are Jen Bradwell. And Todd, I'm going to go with the German Buckelheide.
Yeah,
oh, close. Good one.
How do you say it?
I say it Buckelheide.
Buckelheide. I
you
like
were
it.
Close, Ricky.
Buckelheide is more like cowboy. I like it. ladies first, Jen, tell us a little bit more about Make a Circle, please.
Yeah, thanks so much for having us. So Todd and I are our co-directors and also a husband and wife team. And we are, you know, longtime documentary filmmakers, but also parents of young kids. And those two parts of our life kind of collided a few years ago when a group of preschool teachers came to us and said, you know, we feel this real crisis in our profession. Like, everyone is aware of how important those 0 to 5 years are these days. But people look at the work that we do of caring and educating young kids before kindergarten as akin to babysitting. And nationwide, they're paid about $13 an hour for this work. Like, you can earn more working at Starbucks than you can taking care of these impressionable minds and vulnerable bodies. And, you know, something's got to give. And unfortunately, that thing was COVID. We started filming this film like a month before COVID hit, which was a wrecking ball to a system that was already in crisis. And our film follows these several amazing early educators at a preschool and also a daycare in San Jose and one in Oakland as they kind of rise from the rubble of the pandemic, still taking care of amazing kids, supporting families so that they can work and feel a village of support. But these educators are also trying to fix this broken system. And we feel really honored to tell these stories. This is a crisis that affects about 25 million parents across the country. If you know a parent of young kids, they really struggle to find and pay for childcare. So it's a system that's really broken for parents, and it's really broken for the people that do this work. And we're using this film as a medium to say, hey, let's have a charm offensive about what is so important and impactful about this work, and what can we do about it?
Could you concentrate on the kids and on the ones who have the challenge of taking care of the kids? Is it like a 50-50 thing?
Pretty much, yeah. The providers are amazing people, and the kids are so great. I mean, a 0 to 5 kid, you know, age range for kids is a fantastic time when they're so open and so fresh and just seeing everything and reacting to everything, learning constantly, experimenting constantly. It's a wonderful thing to photograph. I was there, and within 30 seconds, generally, I was invisible to the kids, and so I was able to just follow what they were doing. So it was a privilege to be there. Yeah, go ahead.
Wow.
Well, Jen, also, I mean, I have relatives in Europe that are teachers, and they have big houses, and they get all this money, and yet in America, we have this pejorative saying of those that can do and those that can't teach. It's almost like you're a loser if you're a teacher and they don't get paid anything. Why do you think that we're one of the only countries that thinks that way?
Yeah, it's definitely one of those things that every other wealthy country in the world seems to have figured out. And here, I mean, I think the hard answer is that all those roads lead back to racism and misogyny. Like, we just have certain myths about who should be doing this work and how we should, you know, compensate them for doing so. We have a myth that, you know, real learning starts once you're like sitting at a desk in kindergarten. And science says that's not true. Like, babies are actually learning in the womb. And we, you know, through this film get to have some really amazing examples of what, like, what does curriculum for a baby look like? What is the like capacity of a 3-year-old to do, you know, early literacy, early math? The daycare provider, Charlotte, in the film, she supports families who are income eligible for a state subsidy to get their childcare. So most of the parents are earning minimum wage. And, you know, there's some really hard stories of what the parents are enduring in terms of of poverty, of violence, of, you know, substance abuse. There's a parent who is a victim of trafficking. One of the toddlers lost his mom to COVID. There's a lot that these kids are experiencing at a very delicate age. And Charlotte says, you know, my daycare, I tell my staff, this is Disneyland, make it happen. And she is so joyful in the way that she teaches and loves on these kids. And her mission is to, you know, just have them so excited about learning that they're running to kindergarten and then they're going to be running to high school and running to college and, you know, be put on an amazing trajectory.
So that's a positive. Is there hope to change the system? I mean, do you see an upward trajectory on this?
Yeah, I do feel hopeful. I mean, since the system is broken right now, made worse by COVID, but the issue is more visible now. I think, unfortunately, for a lot of parents who are kind of in the thick of it, you know, this is a tired demographic, parents of young kids, and childcare is kind of a private struggle for them, and they're not necessarily seeing like what the structural issues and the impediments or like what other countries are doing that works where ours doesn't. And so if we can get this on the minds of folks as a voting issue, amazing things are possible, because every dollar you invest in early childhood education gives back sevenfold when you look at like the economic return on investment. Set aside the fact that this is like just the right thing to do, you know, to have kids well supported and families well supported at this really tender time. One of the storylines we follow in the film is a fairly new union of childcare providers in California and their contract renegotiation process with the state, which was very nail-biting because the state was telling them things like, well, you were essential in the pandemic, but you're not essential anymore. Hmm. And we're thinking about taking away your health care that you just won in a contract 2 years ago. Like, these are the people that stayed open in the early weeks of the pandemic while everyone else was shut down. These providers in the film, we follow them doing, you know, protest after action, and they're showing up in huge numbers. There's like 4,000 providers that descend on the state capitol in Sacramento. And the day that their contract was supposed to expire, the state turned around and gave them almost everything they were asking for.
Wow.
So that's an example of hope. That you know, change is possible.
Mm-hmm.
Our stories are in California, but we think there's models in the film of what's applicable across the country.
So, time for one more question, Todd. You know, documentaries or even just fictional movies based on a true story, Aaron Brockovich type of things, they can cause real change. And so, for you, do you have a goal with this film or some of the feedback you've received so far about how that can happen?
Absolutely. This film is going to find a home in lots and lots of conferences and, you know, screenings at the Capitol, screenings at the White House. There are going to be people seeing this because the work has tended to be invisible. And our goal in this film was to make it visible. And in doing so, you see so much joy and so much, you know, the kids are amazing. The providers are superheroes. There's a lot to be inspiring for people. And I think that when you feel that inspiration, you're going to act. You're going to tell your neighbors about, tell your other parent friends that this is something we can do. We can make this a voting issue. We can join, we can form unions. We can change laws. We can, you know, we can fund this. It's doable. It's just that it has been kind of a sleeping issue and it's been pretty hard.
A napping issue, if you will.
A napping
issue. Yeah, well, it's great. It's shining a light on it. What a gift.
The film is called Make a Circle, co-directed by our guests, the couple Jim Bradwell and Todd Bucklehyde, making its world premiere at Docklands 2024. That'll be next Sunday, May 3rd, 3:30 at the Smith Rafael Film Center. You too. May 5th, Sunday, May 5th at 3:30 p.m. Congratulations on the film, and thanks for coming by.
Thank you for having us.
This is wonderful work. And Docklands is an amazing festival. Check it all out.
Yeah.
Absolutely. They curate great films. We're happy to be there.
All right. Thanks, you guys.